sozo, S-O-Z-O. And that word sozo, S-O-Z-O, means saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. That word is the word that set me free well over 20 years ago. I used to still be sick. I had sickness and disease and everything like everybody else, and it was not uncommon for me to have the flu at least once a year, or colds and runny nose once or twice a year. That was normal way of life for me. I thought everybody had to have it because everybody I knew did have it. I have yet to be in the kind of church I was raised up in when you walk down the aisle and you say, "Hey, brother, how are you doing this morning?" "Well, I'm doing pretty good, but I'm coming down with the flu, I think." And reach over and put your hand and say, "Well, you devil of hell, come out of him in the name of Jesus." You don't see that very often in the kind of church I was raised up in. But if you want to walk in divine health, you've got to learn the power you have over the enemy. But when I read this power of confession, that if I shall confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, I will be saved. Now, we all know that's true, don't we? You got to confess with your mouth, "Jesus is my Lord, and I believe in this heart that he is my Savior." It's a done deal. And somebody said, "Well, are you sure you're saved?" Well, I hope so. No, that's what you got to do. You got to know so. And if you hope so, you're not. If you know so, you got it. Well, the day that I read this years ago, over 20 years ago, I clicked on that word saved, and it highlighted it and pulled in under the Greek dictionary, under the Greek text, the word sozo in the Greek dictionary said that the Greek word sozo means those five things right there. And then I thought, well, good grief, if that word sozo means saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved, I wonder how many times the word sozo is used in the Greek New Testament. And I went and done a search on it, and it was found out it was used 120 times in 103 different verses. And I read every verse. That night, I sat there from Matthew to Revelation. I read every place in God's Word where the word sozo was used. And after I read them, hours later, I finally stopped and I said, "Lord, right now I am more confused than I've ever been in my life. It appears, if this word means what it says, I was not only saved on the cross 2,000 years ago, but I was healed, I was made whole, I was delivered, I was preserved on the cross 2,000 years ago." I said, "Lord, if that's true, and it appears it is, then why have I been sick so many times since I've made you my Lord when I was 11 years old, and here I am now 45 years old, or whatever I was?" And he spoke to me audibly and said, "Son, I am a faith God." How many of you know that's true? I am a faith God, and without faith it's impossible to please me. And he said, "You have never received me as your healer by faith in my word." Now, I had received him as my Savior by faith, and I got saved. But that's all I got. But this night, I received him as my healer by faith. I knelt on my knees, held my hand up right there in my study. I said, "Father, I see you're a faith God, and I'm receiving you as my healer, and that I'm delivered, preserved, and everything else." And I said, "I won't never have another sick day, and I'm going to live to be an old, healthy man in the name of Jesus." I went into work the next morning. I walked in and I said, "Praise God." Walked up to the girls and guys and everybody else at work. I said, "You guys and gals are looking at a guy that received Jesus Christ as his healer last night, and I ain't never going to have another sick day." And they all laughed at me. "Oh, Thurman, you've always been a religious fanatic. Now you've dropped off the deep end. You know everybody's going to be sick. What is the power of your tongue? What is your confession? The word is near you. It is in your mouth. Is that what it says? If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart the Father raised him from the dead, if you be saved with that confession, then if that word sozo means healed, and I say, "Well, but what does it say? The word is near me, even in my mouth and in my heart, the word of faith, which we preach that if I confess Jesus with my mouth, and the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, I will be healed." Yes. Since the word sozo means healed. Praise God. Well, I did that by faith well over 20 years ago, and I've never been sick again. Never had another sick day. Is that awesome or is that awesome? I mean, but he's a faith God. Just like I told Philip. When Philip walked in, that little 11-year-old boy had all them warts and scars all over his body. He said, "I hate it, Mr. Scrivener, because everybody at school calls me Warty." I said, "Son, there's something you got to know about God. Need does not move the hand of the King. He is a faith God. And without faith, you can't please Him. In fact, if without faith, it's sin. Is that right? Without faith, anything that is not of faith is sin." Romans 14:23. And Paul's even talking about eating food in chapter 14. But anything that's not of faith is sin. So I received Jesus as my healer by faith in His Word. And then my confession to everybody was, "I'm not going to be sick anymore. I'm going to walk in divine health because Jesus paid the price for me." That's just like if you are saved, you believe Jesus is your Savior. Are you going to be lost? Are you going to stay healed, stay in faith, and stay saved all of your life? I plan to walk with Him, don't you? I ain't turning my back on the King. I'm walking in obedience to His Word. And so, therefore, I will be saved. He said, "To them that remain faithful to the end shall be saved." I'm not turning my back on the King. Are you, Lisa? No way. We found something that works, and it's too good to give up, isn't it? Guarantee. So I've been confessing with this mouth and believing with this heart that I was saved when I was 11, and I've been saved ever since. But I've been confessing ever since I was 45 with this mouth and believing with this heart that I'm healed. And I ain't been sick no more. Praise the Lord. I got tickled at Cheryl last night when I was sliding up that sheets of metal, one sheet on the top of that building. And she comes out there and she said, Look at him up there with that one piece of metal. That's nothing. You know, I'm climbing up that thing. It's amazing how what you can do as a young man. And after all, I'm just a teenager. So, I mean, God said He... In fact, I want us to go to the benefit package of God before we quit today. I want us to turn to Psalm 103. And there was that Romans 10 tells you the power of your confession. Can you be saved or healed or delivered, all these things, with the power of your confession according to the Word of God? You sure can. Now then, Psalm 103, verse 1 through 5. Let's go to the benefit package of the Lord. Now, the first of all, let's see what the Lord says in Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name." Now, what are we supposed to be doing? In other words, when you walk into a place to have dinner this afternoon, you walk into a restaurant, you walk in that place, and somebody says, "Would you like a chair?" Say, "Yes, bless the Lord. Praise His holy name. We would like a place to sit down." I mean, don't be ashamed of the King, right? That's His holy name. Somebody said, "Well, gee, be like I was that time when they called me in on the carpet when I was still working. Thurman, you offended somebody in the cafeteria." Now, we had people from all walks of life in that company I worked for. Several different countries and everything else. I said, "What, I offended somebody?" They said, "Yes, you're going to have to watch your mouth. You said that if they don't believe in Jesus, they're not going to be saved." I said, "I didn't say that." They said they heard you say it. I said, "No, the HR lady and the director that was my boss were both supposedly Christians." I said, "Guys, I might have repeated that, but that was Jesus is the one said that. I just repeated what Jesus said." I mean, isn't that true? Jesus said, "I'm the truth, I'm the life, and I'm the way. And no man comes to the Father in heaven except he comes through me." So what am I going to do? Tell somebody, "Well, there's another way to heaven." No, then what's the King going to... He's going to hold me responsible then, isn't He? I got to say what He says. So, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. If He tells me to bless His holy name, I want to be blessed in His name. Now, there's going to be some people going to get offended. In fact, somebody sent me an email the other day and said, you know, we've been doing this forever, even when I was in the military. When they take the flag, they fold it up into 13 folds. And every fold's got a saying that goes with it. Somebody complained about that the other day, and Congress made it a rule. We're not going to do that no more. I said, don't hand me a flag and tell me not to say it. You hand me a flag, I'll speak the name of Jesus. I mean, the thing about it is, I am just about fed up with the world and the devil. It's time, I'm just like Lisa. This girl's got a sign on her car, what she does for Jesus. She drives down the road everywhere she parks. She got signs, I work for Jesus. Hey, I get tickled when people do what Jesus says, how He blesses their socks off. You know that? But look at His benefit package. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Again, He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. And then He says, forget not all my benefits. Well, now who wants a benefit package? Hey, I want a benefit package. And this is the best benefit package I ever seen. Let's see, who forgives all of my iniquities. And He heals. Well, now most people don't believe that. I mean, most people believe He heals some. He heals if He wants to. Is that true? That's what they believe. I mean, I was raised up in a good church. And I've been in church all my life. But we know God can heal. But we don't know He will. And we don't know what His promises are. But we only believe He does what He wants to do. We don't really believe we have anything. We just plead and beg with Him, and He'll do some and some He won't. We don't have a clue. So we didn't ever see nothing miraculous. In fact, after I got this woman down in South Texas healed of breast cancer years ago, and she was supposed to die in a week, and I went down there and got her healed, and Jesus healed her instantly when I prayed for her.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.